Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish, gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where Moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Now let's discuss the Navami tithi, the ninth tithi. You can see the pie chart there where it falls in the lunar day cycle. Towards the waxing side on the left and on the right side the waning side, the highlighted ones. So this is part of the Rikta Tithi. Rikta in Sanskrit means empty. Say it's said inauspicious. Inauspicious is only in context to what can be achieved in the external world. And it's since 9, Navami, and I shall cover this numerology business a little later on. 9 number in numerology is associated with Mars. This is the year of the 9, 2025. That's why you see a lot of conflicts going on. So Rikta Tithi, this is the second of the Rikta Tithi. If you recollect, the first one was Chaturthi, second one is Navami, the last one is Chaturdashi, both on the Shukla and the Krishna Paksha side. So what's the quality of a Rikta Tithi? Read up that box there. Considered hollow, Rikta means empty or void for growth oriented activities. Like I said, inauspicious means what? What do typically people in Vedic traditions mean when they say inauspicious? It's not a good time for going outward and getting stuff done. It's the time for going inward. Better for reduction, removal, destruction, austerity and obstacles. So think Mars, all are Mars kind of energies. Think of aggression, think of aggressive way of completions, you might say. Avoid new beginnings or celebrations, so don't do contraindicated activities. Now let's see the generic qualities of Navami Tithi. Reading from my notes here, Navami is another Rikta Tithi like Chaturthi and Chaturdashi. Thus, it is traditionally considered inauspicious or empty for most auspicious activities. The presiding deity of Navami is Nagas. The Nagas is the serpentine quality, or the race of serpentine beings that are here, you might say. Also, you might say Kundalini, imparting an element of mystery, depth and potentially venomous-like, symbolically speaking. This tithi carries a rather harsh or a strict energy, so ninth day of the lunar cycle. On the waxing or waning side, check the Muhurta and Panchanga button on your Jyotisha, if it is such a day. This is the day after Ashtami's intensity, and often in mythic cycles, Navami is when battles conclude or aftermaths are dealt with. For example, Ram Navami. Lord Rama was born on Ram Navami. It is celebrated in India as Vishnu's avatar's birth on earth. It is auspicious due to Lord Rama's birth, but also considered that in Ramayana war, the ninth waxing half might have been the day of significant battle progression. Another one, in Mahabharata war, day 9 was when Bhishma was incapacitated. So it's a fierce, conclusive day, you might say. Navami is often linked with discipline, law, as Lord Rama was considered Maryada Purushottam. Maryada means, actually, it is these days translated as discipline, as one who always follows the rule of law, the rule of doing the right thing, not just law in terms of something that is scribbled in constitution or somewhere in legal stuff. Embodiment. Rama was the embodiment of whatever it means to be the person and what consequences they typically suffer on this 3D earth plane. When you go by your own laws, your moral ethical compass is Rama, is the sun. All of this I have covered in other places. Anyway, back to this. Was born on a Navami, and sometimes finality. The term Navami is used in the context of Navratri, the concluding day on the major battle. You can look this up, is Dashami. This is the Ramayana. Because it is Rikta Tithi, Navami is seen as void for initiating positive things. However, no day is a waste, isn't it? It is ideal for acts that involve cutting down, fighting, or strenuous effort. Mars-like energy. We can characterize Navami's vibe as fiercely result-oriented, suitable for closure of conflicts and tackling tough, possibly unpleasant tasks. There are always these, isn't it, in our lives. There's always some stuff, some shit you need to get done, but, you know, you keep putting it off. Navami is a good day to complete that. The emotional tone may be a bit dry or stern, very acidic. Mars is like that. In worldly terms, things done on Navami might not bear fruit. Like, again, it's a void tithi. Don't go out and do stuff. Go inward and complete things. Even if you're going outward, this is a good day for completing stuff which you have been putting off. Think of it that way. Competitive and aggressive endeavors. What is it good for this day? Navami is considered ideal for competitions, debates, physical exercise, elimination of enemies, hunting, weaponry, and violent activities. All Martian stuff. This blunt list from classical sources makes it clear. If you need to win a contest, engage in a debate, or overpower an adversary, Navami gives you a cold, sharp edge and critical sort of a knife edge to do that. It's a great day for martial activities, whether literal or combat training or target practice or strategic war room meetings kind of thing. Even things like negotiating a tough deal, confronting a difficult situation, can benefit from Navami's unsentimental, unforgiving type energies, okay? So don't do anything positive on this day. Think of it like concluding stuff. Especially don't go out and get stuff done. Intense physical training. Going to the gym, bodybuilding, intense workouts. This is good on this day. Navami's energy can help you push your limits while exercising in the gym, for example. The text specifically mentioned physical exercise as a favorable day in Navami. You might break your personal records lifting weights, for example. Tasks of destruction or removal. You need to demolish a building, clear a field, or kill the pests. Pest control. Navami is suitable for this day. In the olden terms, classical texts list hunting as an exercise which could be done, or culling invasive species or pests, or deep cleansing a problematic area. If you have an addiction or a bad habit to remove, they might start advising the quitting process on Navami day, because you want to remove something. It's an energy of removal and create a void for new energies to come in, essentially. Tool work and construction. With caution, building weapons or tools are mentioned. If you're a craftsperson or an engineer needing to do heavy tool-based work, this is a fine day to do that construction kind of work. alcohol production or consumption in the ritual context. Interestingly, classical sources notes alcohol consumption among other things that Navami can be ideal for. Doesn't mean you get a whole bottle of scotch and down it, okay? This doesn't mean that. Don't go on a binge. In Tantra, certain Navamis like Kal Navami, which falls on Krishna Navami Tithi, are at times use a controlled ritual alcohol. Okay, backing up a little here. Use of alcohol in Tantra or in the left-handed side of engaging in Tantra or what you call Aghora Tantra is used. But you have to use this by learning from a proper guru. Don't try all these kinds of stunts by yourself. You'll go berserk. So, I'll leave it at that. We'll move on to the next. Spiritual austerities, tapas. Now, this is a good one which everyone can follow. Navami can be tough, but it's actually a good day for spiritual austerity. So you can use this for your meditation, digital detox, enforce some discipline. Rather than going outward and taking all kinds of goodies, like you want health, wealth and all that kind of stuff, this is a day of purification, removal. Activities to avoid. Starting any new or auspicious ventures should be avoided. Inauspicious for starting business, housewarmings, all the things we saw in the previous tithis. Those should be on the brighter tithis. Avoid any activities needing to bring growth and increase. This is a void energy. Avoid large purchases. Avoid travel. Okay? Suggested mindset would be discipline, detachment and duty. On Navami, a no-nonsense discipline attitude is advised. This is the day to put your soldier face on and execute tasks without expectation of praise or immediate reward. Think of Rama, who was born on Navami. He embodied all these qualities. He just did what was needed at that time and did it without any emotion or this thing, just following the ethical compass. Because Rama represents the sun, that's why I tell you, look at the sun every day. The most benevolent king, what it is to be a model king is Rama. Detachment is the key since Navami is empty. Try to cultivate vairagya or detachment, dispassionate way of engagement with the world. Cool calculation and fairness is advised. Introspection is also helpful since this is Nagas. They symbolize Kundalini and inner depth. Take some time to observe your fears and shadow side. Something people don't do it, they run from it. Navami's energy can bring up what is lurking beneath. Recognize those aspects calmly rather than feeling resentment towards the external world. That's never going to help. Surrender to the divine law. Be resolute and have a prayerful mind. Respect for hidden power and authority is also good. On a mundane level, be careful of handling unknowns. Double check before trusting someone new or signing on some other document. Don't do on this day. Put it off for some other day. If you adopt a stoic, dutiful, vigilant mindset on Navami, you'll navigate the challenges well. Diet with the Ayurvedic aspect. Navami tends to have tamasic undertone, obviously, Mars. So diet should be ideally counteracting being light and sattvic. Don't add too much spice in your diet on this day, okay? Because spice stands for Mars, it will just excite your aggressive tendencies more. Sattvic and simple meals are advised. Eating vegetarian, avoiding garlic, onion, mushroom, which are considered tamasic and rajasic, can help maintain mental clarity and lightness. You need to be light on this day simply because the energy is of a void. Focus on fresh vegetables, legumes, whole grains, and maybe a bit of fresh dairy. Avoid overindulgence. It might be tempting to drown Navami's dryness in the comfort of food, sweets, alcohol, and too much indulgence, you see. Don't go on that path. Excessive indulgence is never a good idea anyway. Ideally, avoid meat and alcohol altogether on this day. If you do need to drink, find some other day. So the best advice I can give, hydration and cooling. If you're physically exerting, since it's a good day for exercise, go to the gym, do the yoga, do the tai chi. Anything gentle and nice would be also good. You might have a lot of water with a pinch of rock salt and lemon if you sweat a lot. Electrolytes. include cooling foods like cucumber and mint if you feel heated. Internal body heat might increase. Bitters and detoxifiers. Since snake is associated with poison and the day is about eliminating negativity, consider bitter foods like the bitter gourd, like neem, like fenugreek, or a dash of turmeric can cleanse the blood and liver. Warm cup of Trifala Churna. Trifala Churna is an Ayurvedic preparation. It's good for detox. You can look that up. So practice discipline on this day. Fasting is an option. People do the fasting also if you like that. Like Ekadashi, like fast on Navami is also good. Post-conflict relaxation. It's been a strenuous day physically, mentally. A warm drink at night like spiced milk. You can even add sauf, okay, or fennel seeds into milk and have. It'll cool the stomach. Maybe with a dash of nutmeg and some honey. Spoon of ashwagandha in milk. Ashwagandha is very good spice. Herbal equivalent of ginseng, you might say, in Ayurveda. Very good. I found the ashwagandha very useful for controlling all kinds of things. Ashwagandha, ironically, is tamasic smelling herb. It is smell of a horse sweat. That's why it's called Ashwagandha, the smell of a horse. But gives strength, reduces stress, even reduces anxiety, even blood sugar, all kinds of things. In essence, use diet to maintain clear, steady energy. Not too stimulated, not too dull. Take care of this and we shall see the specifics of Shukla and Krishna parts now with slight variations. Now the deity is shown there. We are talking about Shukla Navami. So Nagas are the deity. Nagas are very mystical and inward. They can provoke. They can be very silently aggressive. It's like the passive aggressive reptilian complex, you might say, in terms of modern brain analogy. Anyway, let's back to this. Water is the element and Nagas are the deity. Always look at deities and what they represent if you want to do further research on this. Okay, energy of the day is fierce, dharmic, spiritually charged, strong vitality, protective force and capacity for accomplishment is there. The energy supports courage, discipline and righteous action. What to do? Well, recite the Vishnu Sahasranama. This is my honest suggestion because it represents Rama, Ram Navami, Durga Puja. Even you can do Lalita Sahasranama or Vishnu Sahasranama. I'm a big fan of mantras, so you'll find me going on about it. Begin significant endeavors requiring willpower and discipline, acts of courage, leadership and defense of Dharma, like Lord Rama. Spiritual practices involve Kundalini Tantra or serpentine symbolism. Find a guru before you start such things. Don't get on this by yourself. Very sincere advice. What to avoid? Begin projects without clarity or discipline. Don't begin projects. Don't engage in harshness with the external world or misuse your strength against others. Never a good idea. Carelessness with spiritual or occult practices. Again, never a good idea. Suggested mindset, courage, righteous zeal, devotion to Dharma. Fearlessness balanced with responsibility. Devotional alignment with higher truths. That's the suggested mindset. Diet supported, like I said, no spice or very less spicy foods, lots of yogurt, lots of honey, lots of grains, pulses, leafy greens and ghee. Favored meals that build stamina without heaviness, not too much oily stuff again or spices. Avoid intoxicants, overly spiced or tamasic foods. Since you're already in a tamasic energy, how much more do you want to get? It's like that, you know. Now let us see the Krishna Navami. Somebody upstairs is dragging a table. I'll be back with Krishna Navami.